Seed treatments have replaced many soil insecticides that farmers use to control insects that attack cotton seedlings. LSU Ag Center entomologist Roger Leonard says the seed treatment provides some level of insect control, but it's not always enough.
Unfortunately, because of the small doses of the product that's put on the seed, we don't have the same level of residual control after the plants emerge as we would see with much heavier doses of a soil insecticide applied at planting.
He says farmers often have to put out foliar sprays to control insects such as aphids and thrips on seedling plants. Low temperatures and unfavorable moisture conditions can affect plant emergence, making the seedling susceptible to insects.
This becomes especially important when we have adverse weather conditions, which further delays plant development. This makes the plant much more susceptible for a longer period of time to these insect pests.
Leonard says it is important to put out foliar sprays at the right time.
What we found with our research is that the application really needs to occur between the first and second true leaf stages to optimize yield potential at the end of the season.
The entomologist presented his research to farmers at the LSU Ag Center Dean Lee Research Station Field Day. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.